Amen. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Today, we look back 2,000 years and we truly can say, for God so loved the world, you gave your only Son. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. For whomsoever believeth on him will not perish but have everlasting life. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you for the way you used our choir this morning. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Father, let this day be as it was 2,000 years ago. That everyone that saw you on that cross and they heard about your resurrection, they believe that you are truly the Son of God. I pray today, Jesus, you are the same yesterday. You are the same today. You are the same forever. Have your way in our hearts. Let not one of us leave this place the way we came. You know every need. You know every heart cry. You know every pain. Meet those needs, O God. And glorify your Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to your heart during the worship this morning. But those were not just words. Those are not songs. Those were realities. Amen. I'm glad to see so many of your beautiful faces this morning. Amen. I pray that God will bless you for coming to honor him this day. Amen. Today reminds us in the words of Paul, if Christ did not rise from the dead, the gospel is vain. If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, 1 Corinthians, the gospel is vain. Every known religion on earth . Every known theology, every known philosophy, the biggest fear and dread of every man that lived from Adam was death. The greatest fear of man was the mystery of death. What happens to me? It doesn't matter whether it was Muhammad or Hare Krishna or Buddha or the sages of the old. It doesn't matter. Their biggest fear was death. Because death was a mystery that they did not have an answer where they go after now. No matter the lies of Satan, when they face that deathbed or they face death, is fear. Because death has a sting. The fear of death is always put man in captivity to Satan. Amen? Today, 2,000 years ago, that fear was destroyed. Death was overthrown and victory was given to life. The biggest joy that we have by faith is life. Amen?
Amen.
It's life. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, I pray that the Lord will touch our hearts, because He's already touched my heart. What I want to share with you is what God was talking to me about. Whenever we come to these special memorial celebrations, I always ask the Lord, I don't want it to be another Christmas, another this, another that. I want there to be an upgrade of my faith, my hope, my belief in Christ. I want to share with you what the way I will remember this, as He shared with me, is the power of the third day. The victory of the third day. The mystery of the third day. The third day. Day number three, the third day. Amen?
Amen.
Let me read a few scriptures and then we'll see what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say to us. First scripture I want to read with us is, if can open, I would like you to see these scriptures yourself. I'll read from Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6. I will read from verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord, for He has torn and will heal us. He has smitten and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day He will raise us up. And we shall what? Live in His sight. In the third day He will raise us and we shall live in His sight. The other scripture I would like us to see is taken from the book of Philippians. Let's just read first. Luke. Let's open to Luke. The book of Luke. Chapter 18, Luke 18. Luke 18, I read from verse 31. It's talking about Jesus. Then He took unto Him the 12 disciples, the 12. And He said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished, shall be fulfilled. For He, the Son of Man, shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and He, the Son of Man, shall be mocked and spitefully entreated. Spitefully entreated. That is insulted. And spitted on. Verse 33. And they shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. The third day he shall rise again. And they understood not of these things, for this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. I pray our eyes be open. I will understand the third day in our lives. So let's read Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. I'll read from verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a bond servant, a slave, a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. God became flesh. And being found in this form, this fashion of man, as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, this is the third day now, wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So happened on the third day. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Father, open our eyes to hear. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Grant us understanding heart and take us deeper into obedience, that we will manifest the fruit of the third day in our lives. Father, thank you. Like Paul prayed, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God did not create us to lose. He created us to be winners. Amen. God has finished his work. And the finished work of God is victory. But there's a mystery about the third day. The third day. And this mystery is the revelation that the revelation of the cross and resurrection. It's a revelation of why the Bible says, 1 John 4, what is the victory that has overcome the world? What victory has defeated the world? What is the victory that has overcome the world? Who is it that can overcome the world? But he says this victory is our faith. Amen? Faith. Faith is a manifestation of the spiritual world. Faith is a manifestation of those who have conquered the physical world. Faith is a manifestation of those who have, they are living beyond what their eyes can see, what their ears can hear, what their physical body can say, what human beings can say, what doctors, what lawyers, what every problem that is physical can say to stop you. Faith is the victory that rules over everything in Christ Jesus. Without faith, you are only limited to natural things. And the fear of natural things limits you to your own ability. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. But faith is revealed in the mystery of the third day. Let me give you a few examples, because God uses what he's already done. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The third day is not a new thing. But the third day always reveals Christ, even in the Old Testament and the New, until he fulfilled it and spoke to his disciples about the third day. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was what? And the Word was what? You see this Word? If he's one with God, is with God, means anything God says cannot fail. Isn't it? Anything God says, that's God saying it, cannot fail. The word of God is God. Amen? And whatever God says is God. It will fulfill his purpose. So God is one with his word. Amen? This word, which is God, is a test for everybody that lives in the flesh. If we believe him. Amen? Amen. So, the mystery of the third day, in Psalms 105, says the word of God tested Joseph. Tried Joseph. The word of God. Having that in mind, let me give a few examples. God spoke. We begin with Abraham. Jesus said, he saw my days and was glad. God spoke to Abraham. He told Abraham, come out from, set yourself apart from this hidden world, and I will make you father of nations. I will give you a promise. God spoke it. So as soon as God spoke, it's finished. It's done. Whenever you hear a word from God, and it's the word of God, it's a finished work. But it has to be tested in this flesh before it will come to pass. So when God spoke to Abraham, Abraham believed God. But then, as Abraham was going along with Sarah, the word of God started testing them. 1 year went by. 2 years went by. 3 years went by. 4 years. Times kept going. You see Abraham wrestled at different times. What's going on? To fast forward, it came to a point where Sarah's womb died. Amen? Before you see the third day, there must be a Passover. And after the Passover, you cross over. The third day crosses you over to victory. Sarah's womb died. Amen? Restoration did not start here. Jesus has always, the word of God has always been. He became flesh when Jesus came. But God's word has always been from Genesis. Abraham became old. Sarah's womb died. Hallelujah. Amen. So, as human beings, it's over. Isn't it? Sarah is over. Abraham is over. So they came up with it. So, okay, since it's over, let's try something physical that makes sense. Ishmael was born, thinking Ishmael was a child, until God spoke to Abraham, Genesis 17. Say, Abraham, now I'm going to make a covenant with you, because now I'll change your name. Sarah is going to give birth. And you change her name. Abraham laughed. You all know the story. The cross is a mockery. The cross, the flesh will mock the cross, will spit on it, will scourge it. The cross is a shame. You'll be so ashamed of the cross. Abraham laughed, mocked. Can this be? Why not Sarah? My brothers and sisters, God's word is not bound by death. God's word is not bound by sickness. God's word is not bound by poverty. God's word is not bound by anything you can feel, see, or touch. God's word breaks through every barrier. If you believe. So Abraham was tested by the word of God to the death of Sarah's womb. And God now came to Sarah and says, by this time, this cycle of time, Genesis 18, you're going to have a child. Sarah also laughed. Me? Old? My womb dead? We'll have a child? But my brothers and sisters, Genesis 21, the Bible says, Sarah gave birth to a son in her old age. And he called him Isaac. Laughter. My brothers and sisters, all two generations, people, human beings will always mock the cross. People will always mock the word of God. Because anyone who lives by faith has crossed from death to life. And will be mocked. So Abraham experienced the third day, the power of resurrection. Sarah's womb that was dead received life to give birth to Isaac on the third day. Third day simply means the power of resurrection. The power. power of God that has no limit. So that happened with Abraham. Again with Abraham, after Isaac was born, God called him and said, Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son Isaac. And when Abraham received that word from the Lord, the Bible says Abraham went 3 days journey. And on the third day, Abraham saw the mountain. On that third day, he sacrificed Isaac on Mount Moriah, type and shadow of Christ. And when he was doing it, as soon as Abraham crossed that line in his heart, God says, stop. And there the word came, on this mountain it shall be seen, Jehovah Jireh, a lamb was provided for sacrifice. On the third day, Abraham experienced the power of restoration. And the moment you enter into restoration, this is what you're going to hear every time. God spoke to him and said, now I will multiply you. Now I will bless you because something has died and now it can bear fruit for the kingdom. The third day, restoration. Another incident of experiencing restoration, type and shadow, on the third day experience. A young man by the name of Joseph had a dream. Amen. God spoke clearly. And now, mind you, this word I'm speaking to you is for me and is for every one of you in this room. It is not a theory. It is the word of the Lord about this day. Joseph had a dream. How many of you have a dream? How many of you have had dreams that you can say 100% it came from the Lord? Joseph had a dream, which is a word from God. Joseph, this is what I'm going to do with your life in your generation. This is going to happen. Like I told you, God and his word are one. He has spoken into the earth that which is already finished. And it's time for it to manifest. Joseph received it, heard it, in his flesh, share with his family, share with his parents, shared, and you all know what happened. Satan and your flesh, our flesh, will be tested by the word of God. Today I want to let you know, when God speaks, your flesh and every power of hell cannot stop it from coming to pass. If you believe it. Because of the third day. So Joseph received it. And he went through the cross. It was later in the book of Psalms. The Bible says it was the word of God that was testing him. People will say, God sent me here. God told me to do this. God has, and all of a sudden, testing starts coming. Joseph was tested. Severely tested. Everything in the physical to prove that this will never happen, never come to pass, was all he was seeing as he went. Finally, he got to the bottom of the cross. That was Pharaoh's dungeon. That was the cross where dreams die. Expectation die. Everything humanly possible can stare you in the face. Satan can stare you in the face. Is dead. Fully dead. That's where Joseph was. But the third day came. Because any word of God must have a third day. On the third day, there was a resurrection. All of a sudden, Joseph was summoned to come out from that grave, that cave, that dead place. And he was lifted up above every other position. he was given the greatest voice in the empire of the Egyptian kingdom, even over Pharaoh. And the word of God came to pass because of the power of resurrection. Moses received the word, experiences testing, and came back to Egypt. And this is what Moses said to Pharaoh when he was bringing the people out of Egypt. He said to Pharaoh, "Pharaoh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent me to tell you to let my people go so that we can go and worship him on the third day in the wilderness." On the third day in the wilderness. So we can go worship him on the third day. That's what Moses told Pharaoh. Remember what happened. As soon as Pharaoh heard the word of the Lord, he stirred up every hell in Pharaoh's heart. Sometimes people say that my life was going good until I got saved. The mystery of the third day. So, as soon as Pharaoh heard that, you all know what happened. Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he started multiplying the problem to force the children of Israel to fear. To force them to cave in to the world, to surrender to fear, to surrender and not obey the exit for their destiny. Scared them so bad to the point they told Moses, "Please go. Why did you come to give us this word of deliverance?" But God says on the third day, they will worship in the wilderness. What is the third day? God brought them out of Egypt. You all know what happened. There was a Passover, meaning there was a death. And as soon as whatever that mystery took place in Egypt on that Passover, they crossed out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea. On that crossing of the Red Sea, exactly what God intends for every spiritual enemy in your life took place. Pharaoh and his warriors and chariots cannot get to the third day and not be judged. And the children of Israel crossed over and entered their resurrection. Resurrection takes you from one place into a new realm where you experience God in his glory and his power. And you begin to see the supernatural. Because the spiritual world to the natural world is supernatural. But to those that are of spirit, it's natural. So, the children of Israel experience the type and shadow of the third day. Amen? You can also see the experience of the third day in the life of Elijah and Elisha. Elijah was about to leave. And he had to cross Jordan. And to cross Jordan means you can't come back. Because there's no way for you to come back. Elisha crossed Jordan and experienced the power of resurrection. And came out of that realm. When he came back, he started operating in the power of resurrection. Because the oil and the anointing upon Elijah is now upon him. Types and shadows. Now, the book of Isaiah told us exactly. He says, God has done us. This has happened. Meaning, when we hear the word of the Lord, there are so many things that happen to test us, to try us. Satan raging, Satan fighting, our flesh wrestling. He says, but after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he mentioned prophetically, he will raise us up. And Peter mentioned it prophetically in 2 Peter about a day is like a thousand is like a day. But let's understand now practically the power of the third day. Let me read to you again what Jesus said in Luke chapter 18. As he was now about to reveal to them the power of the third day and how they did not understand. Luke chapter 18, I read to you again. He said, then he took unto him 12 disciples, close people, and said to them, behold, I go to Jerusalem. He's always been to Jerusalem. During his ministry, he was raised up 30 years in Israel, going to the temple. And all things that are written by the prophets concerning me shall be fulfilled. My brothers and sisters, your dreams, visions, the things God has spoken, you hear prophecy, has spoken concerning you. How did they come to pass? Jesus says everything that is about to come to a finishing line and they're about to be fulfilled. My assignment on earth, the purpose I came, is now about to be completed in this season. For then he said, how is it going to be fulfilled? He said, for Jesus, he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles. Some other places says unto the chief priests and the high priests and the Gentiles. And shall be mocked because he's going to carry a physical cross. A revelation of the crucifixion of the flesh. And shall be mocked and spitefully, insultingly entreated, spitted upon, and they shall scourge him and put him ultimately to death. That's what this season was about. Passover and resurrection. And on the third day, he shall rise again. Amen? Amen. My brothers and sisters, every promise of God has a third day in our life. Every promise in this scripture we believe has a third day. Amen. When Jesus spoke this, remember, he was now approaching Jerusalem. Guess what happened? First, they put him on a donkey, and everybody's saying, Hosanna, it's like a king. The disciples got excited. Oh, wow. Now we are going to sit on his right hand. We're going to rule in the earth. All this excitement. Things were going and Jesus started meeting with them, preparing their hearts. All they were thinking about was all the promises about what God was going to do with them being Jesus' disciple. But it never crossed their mind that there can never be a third day until there is a cross. So all of a sudden, the process, the things that happen to us that makes us backslide, the things that happen to us that make us give up, the things that happen to us that make us begin to wonder about the word of God started happening. And Jesus was the example. All of a sudden, they saw him being mocked. They saw him being spat upon. They saw him being abused, mistreated, insulted. Before the priest, before Pilate, and all these things that was happening, all of a sudden they saw him carrying the cross and being beaten and going towards Golgotha. They saw all these things. Guess what happened? They backslid. They ran away. They gave up. Because they did not hear carefully what he said. There is a thought. God will never lie. Amen. The word of God will never fail. Amen. Those who get to the third days of their trials, they see a restoration power. As this was happening, you know what happened. Finally, the worst happened. They nailed him on that cross. And while he was on that cross, Satan had a party. And the whole hell was celebrating. Everything fleshly was celebrating. Mocking, celebrating. And he died on that cross. He died on that cross. And the celebration became even better and more. Amen? Amen? We have killed him. We have removed this problem from us. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the chief priests. All these people were celebrating victory. Because it's not the third day yet. My brothers and sisters, God speaks to you when you're going through difficult moments. You're obeying God. Think about it. Your flesh begins to lie to you. It's not going to happen. You start hearing mockery. Even people will start laughing. Like Joseph, he's always dreaming. It's not going to happen. He's believing it's not going to happen. That vision is never going to come to pass. Do you see any sign? On that cross, they were mocking, they were laughing, were spitting. My brothers and sisters, those things are what happened on day. A day is like a thousand is like a day. I don't know when you started serving God. I don't know when you really started walking by faith. No matter the amount of days, there will be the temptation to give up. The temptation to quit. And you look back, it says, why this? Why that? Why me? All this. Joseph, just look at all these people carrying the cross, going through that, dying to self, dying to flesh. And see, then the enemy comes and mocks and walks and mocks. That is the cross. And they continued, and then he died. When that happened, this is what happens when we don't have not digested the word of God in trials. His disciples, I think somebody prayed it here or earlier when we were in the prayer room. His disciples started walking away. We know John stayed. But everyone went away. And God allowed us to see, because we're human, to see exactly how we feel when we're going through trials, when we're going through disappointments, when we're going through delayed expectation. What happens to us and what happens to our mind. The example was two men that were going through the road to Emmaus. When we are going through, even when God is speaking to us, we don't even know He's the one. Even when He's comforting us, our mind is still like, I thought God said, I thought. And God is still speaking. The rest said, let's go back to our old job where we have confidence, where we can do what we're supposed to do, where we can trust what we see and what we know humanly. This, depending on the spiritual world, I don't know about it. The first day, the second day, whether it's 1,000 or 30 years or 20 days or whatever, within that 2 days of our lives, when hell is mocking, the word of God is trying Joseph, and God is trying to bring us to that spiritual promotion, to cross over to that resurrection place. Everything wants to quit. My brothers and sisters, the Lord showed me there is nothing God has spoken that will not come to pass. But those who bring it to pass are those who cross over to the third day. Amen. Many are called, but few cross. Without the cross, there is no Christianity. We must carry that cross daily. Amen? Amen. So, all of a sudden, all the disciples were all now depressed, confused. After all the training they've received, after all the miracles they've seen, after all the words they've been taught, after every 3 years Jesus spent with them, when they were going through the cross to experience a time of promotion, it was very dark. And they all went back. What have you gone through? What are you going through that makes you question if God is true? Is God's word true? Is God real? What is it in this Bible you have believed for? Or people have, you seen testimonies. Where are you today on this day that marks the third day, the power of resurrection? What is it God has spoken to you that today is causing you to backslide? Is causing you to give up your consecration, your commitment to the cross, your belief in the only true God? My brothers, you're not happy you're not one of, you're not any other religion. What are you going through today that makes this world impossible? The third day is a victory day. So, can you imagine as they were celebrating and dancing in the Old Testament, you see when they go to battle, some people they thought when David destroyed David's things, took all his family, took them, and they were celebrating, dancing. Ah, we've captured David's. They did not know what was coming. All of a sudden, the Bible says Jesus showed up. Where these principalities and powers and all these captives under were. And Peter said, took captivity captive, made an open show, Colossians said, Paul said, of Satan, took the keys of hell and death, Revelations, and declared the defeat of Satan forever, stripped him of every privilege he took from Adam, except for those that are not born again. And then rose from the dead on the third day. Between that cross and the third day, the disciples, there was nothing. But they didn't know what was happening in between. And on that third day, Jesus rose. That was this day, 2,000 years ago. And Paul said in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 5, death, where is your sting? The fear of death has been conquered. Amen. Now we have access to heaven. Yes. We have access to the presence of God, to the throne of God. Jesus says, if you are born again, when you see life, you cannot die again. You've entered into eternal life where you don't have to fear death because you are born again. So the word this morning the Lord brought to my spirit was, I am bringing you, and I'm bringing everyone at the sound of my voice, to believe God for your third day today. The third day brings in a new season into your life. The third day brings in a new season into your life. The third day crosses you over into victory. The third day announces the victory God has for you. The third day is a time you experience fulfillment of a promise. Anything you're believing God for in that appointed season. The third day, when you believe God, will bring you beyond anything that is impossible. The third day is basically an announcement for a miracle day. The third day is a new season. Let me explain what I mean by a new season, as God has been speaking to us, because we go through cycles of seasons. It was a new season when Sarah gave birth to Isaac. It was a new season when Elisha received that oil from Elijah. It was a new season when Joseph was called out from one season it was to a new season. It was a new season when Jesus rose from the dead and commissioned his disciples and the church was born. Today, this first month of the year is the beginning of a new cycle of season prophetically. That's why every spring is a physical announcement in the natural world of a new season. There will be summer, there will be winter, there will be all that. But it's God did it that way that spring must come after winter. Because winter is a sign of things that are dead, that have been withered. But springs is a sign of when life comes back again. A new season begins. Your spring has come. Hallelujah. There's a song I want us to sing in the next few minutes. I don't know what you've heard, but I just, Lord, want me to just leave that word with you about the third day. And we're going to worship the Lord. We're just going to worship the Lord. You and the Lord, worship the Lord this morning. And believe God for restoration power to access your life. The third day is not tomorrow. The third day is not next tomorrow, it's next year. The third day already took place for everyone 2,000 years ago. And by faith, the third day is now. That's why I say faith is now. You access the supernatural now, not tomorrow. By faith. There are several things I believe God in my life, and I didn't understand this third day. You know, because once you understand the third day, you don't give up on your expectation. I never understood that. I know I used to call it, God will do it, God will bring it, will fulfill it. Depend on what I'm believing God for, depend on what I'm expecting God to do. But now God put it in understanding for me. Every promise has a third day. As long as you don't give up, you will see it come to pass. You must experience the restoration power. You must experience a renewal. You must experience the manifestation of the third day, because it has been released. The same spirit that raised Jesus from Christ from the dead will always cause a third day in our lives. A quickening. The power of restoration. But before that third day, as you're believing, it looks like nothing will come to pass. Look like it never happened. Third day for an unbeliever is when they surrender their life to God today. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The moment you give your life to God now, you enter into a new season from death to life. My brothers and sisters, what I just share with you now, God really used it to encourage me. It's impossible for me to give up on a promise now. Absolutely impossible. Because I know a third day must come. I know a breakthrough must come. I know God has finished the work. I'm just going through the process of receiving it in God's appointed time, if I faint not. Every one of you here, you are in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the power of the third day is here. And God wants you to experience it. The song says, "You are Lord. You have risen from the dead. And you are Lord." You know, we read it here in Philippians chapter 2. He said, because he went and died, he rose. He says, God highly exalted him, isn't it? And gave him a name that is above every name. Whatever you're going through has a name. But this name is above that name. He says, at the name of Jesus, that thing must what? Bow means he must surrender. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus has overcome. He's Lord. Lord means he rules over that thing. He reigns over that thing. Jesus has defeated it and we have the victory. So when we sing this song, let it not just be a song to you. Let it be a declaration of faith. And let there be an action of expectation. Because today is Restoration Sunday. Amen.
Amen?
Amen? Whatever you're believing God for, Jesus is Lord today. Amen. Lord means he rules over it. And you leave this place with expectation. No matter what it is. Lazarus was dead for almost 3 or 4 days. The power of resurrection does not know delays. Amen?
Amen.
You can kneel, you can have a way, but this is your moment to encounter Jesus. He is risen 2,000 years ago. Your faith will make it real today.
Amen.
And if you want to come to the front, whichever way you want to come today, even after we Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are the Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I just want you to receive. Just you and the Lord in your heart. And I will be singing that song as the Lord leads. But you and the Lord, just connect with the Lord in your heart. And just keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. A miracle is a manifestation of the power of resurrection. Somebody will not leave this place the same.
You are
Lord. You and the Lord. You have risen from the dead. Every knee shall bow,
and every tongue confess
that
Jesus Christ is Lord. Lo shekeria mansoro, lo karamansoti, lo shekeria, lo karamansoti, lo shekeria mansoro. So karamansoki, so keria mansoro, so karamansoki, so meria san murio, Jesus, so karamansoki. So Korea Samu, so Karabasoke, Holy Ghost, so Maria Samu, so Karamansoke, so Karamanso Meryu, Jesus. Le baria so campe la go. Le manto shekeria mande. So karaman soke. So kerie manzu. If you only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. If you will only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Believe, believe me. Only believe. I am the same yesterday. I am the same today. I am the same forever. Only believe, nothing It's impossible. Le maras katarabasoku. The Lord is calling somebody to believe him.
Korababa seke masanta. Le marabasa terebe korubu kaba sheke mandika seya. Le barasata mande raboshia. Ela ko sheke mande rabosia. Uriamas lele koriamasui. Holy believes all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe this morning. All things are possible. Only believe. Only.
If you have something to surrender to the cross, you might not see a visible cross because that was 2,000 years ago. But by faith, this altar can be a cross. Every pain, every doubt, every struggle, every mockery, every sign of letting go and giving up on dreams and expectation because of the cross and the mockery and the foolishness of faith. The altar is the cross where everything is laid down at the cross. And at that cross, there is a restoration hand where the Spirit of the Lord will carry you, will take you, will refresh you, will revive you, and bring you to your third day. So, Peter said, let's go back to fishing. Our hope is gone. God really called me. God this, God that. This morning, God knows your heart. He knows where you've compromised. He knows where you're giving up. He knows where your expectation is. But today, he's bringing a third day experience. The same Spirit that raises things and brings them to life. The same Spirit that raised Jesus. The same Spirit that put an end to the mockery of darkness. The same Spirit that keeps promises. That Spirit is here this morning. We have not come here to ritualize a day. We have come here to experience a day. Mandarebe son de babues. Brele ketarebe soto magabas. Le rababa soto katamangues. Le bere sebre tukumuas. Le kerebe sutu yandaba. Le berie soromo siki yandima. Le rebe soto robobo. Le rebe beruti mamama. There is nothing impossible to them that believe. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. are still the same yesterday. You make all things still new today. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Father, thank you. Pharaoh and his army cannot come to the crossover. At the crossover, at the resurrection, every power of darkness is humiliated. Behind the cross is the power of resurrection. Father, thank you. I thank you this morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let the third day, the power of the Holy Spirit, the one who quickens all things, Father, let your quickening power touch the bodies of your people. Let the resurrection presence touch the body of your people. Let the power of the Holy Ghost bring judgment against every spirit that is trailing the destiny of your people. Let every mockery be converted to promotion. Thank you. Your word tried Joseph, but you brought Joseph to a resurrection day. Father, thank you. The flesh and blood cannot glory in your presence. We thank you for the mystery of the crucifixion of the flesh, so that by your Spirit, you alone will be glorified. We surrender at the cross today. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I thank you. I thank you for encounters this morning. I thank you for awakenings this morning. I thank you for deliverance this morning. I thank you for healings this morning. I thank you for the miracle that you take pleasure in doing today. Father, let this day be a memorial in somebody's life. That this day, Jesus said to Peter, I pray for you that your faith will not faint because of the testings. Father, thank you. Thank you for bringing us to the season of a new season of restoration. I thank you for the doors you're opening in this season. I thank you for the breakthroughs for one to enter into their breaking into a new day. I thank you for frustrating every power and activities of darkness, for your bringing your children to a crossover. Thank you for divine promotion. Thank you for divine release. Because everyone that is tested must have a testimony. Mashoko teke babos. Sebreke setere babos. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The reason we go through trials is that our faith will not be built, our confidence will not rest in the flesh or in man, but in the unshakable foundation of the Word of God. After you've been tested, your feet are planted on a solid ground. The Word of God, the love of God, and not in flesh. Have no confidence in your flesh or in man, but stand upon the rock that is unmovable, the solid rock, the Word of the Lord. That is your whole reason for trials. Not to defeat you, but to promote you. Not to humiliate you, but to highly exalt you. See the Lord highly lifted up this morning. See the Lord highly lifted up this morning. See the Lord, see Jesus. See Jesus. See Jesus. See Jesus. Like those walking on Emmaus walk. Let the fire of his word burn in your heart. Their eyes were open and they said, is this not Jesus that has been speaking to us? Let the voice of your trials go dead, go silent. Let the voice of the Lord arise in you again. Let the fire of the Word of God take preeminence in your spirit. Let the voice of every mountain be made low. Let the voice of every tongue, every mountain that is speaking so loud, let them bow to the voice of the Lord in your life. Every voice that has exalted itself above the Word of God, above the knowledge of God. Father, I pray this morning that your Word will come forth, will come alive in our spirit again. Let the voice of every mountain bow. Let the voice of every pain bow. Let every knee confess, everything bow. And let your name be exalted again. Let your word be highly exalted. Let every imagination, every voice bow to the voice of the Lord in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord that has begun a good work in you, He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful to complete it. 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 He hears the locust has stolen, the caterpillar, the cankerworm. He is faithful to restore. For this is his promise. This is the word of the Lord. He is faithful to restore. He is faithful to redeem. And the glory of your mother will exceed that of the is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the wind of refreshing. Father, I thank you for the wind of refreshing. I thank you for the wind that blows in a new season. Father, breathe into our situation. Breathe afresh. Let the breath of heaven release a refreshing wind in our hearts. Blow away every disillusion, confusion, and depression. In the name of Jesus. Let courage arise. Let hope arise. Because your third day is now. Father, let dreams arise again. Let visions be picked up again. Let expectations be connected to your presence again. Thank you, Father. Arise. I'm speaking to somebody. The Lord is speaking to somebody. Arise and shine. For your light, the light of the word of the Lord has shone in darkness. And it says, arise, 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 and shine. Arise and walk. Arise and shine. Arise and hope. Arise and move forward again. You are not alone. The Lord says, I am with you. Like those that wrote to Emmaus, I am with you. Don't let the situation drown out my voice and my presence. I am with you. I have promised you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I am with you. Your third day has come. The summer has, the winter has gone. Your spring has come. Receive. Restoration power, your third day in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you for a third day miracle. A third day visitation. A third day restoration power. Father, thank you for a third day promotion. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Father, I pray now you open the eyes of your people to see which new season you're bringing into their life even now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Make the path, open the door, make the way clear. Define the season, the third day, and the life of your son.